Yo fam, I did a challenge for episode 100, and that was telling the people close to you that you care about them, that you think about them, and what they mean to you. How'd you do with that? Did you do the challenge? Did you reach out to those peeps and say, yo, I love you. Yo, you mean a lot to me. Yo, you made a huge impact on my life 20 years ago, and I wanted to thank you for that. Let me know how it's going. Let me know on Facebook, Instagram, screenshot it and send it to me and tell me you're working on it. Let me know how it went. Enjoy the podcast. Love you. Yo, fam. What up? Today I'm going to talk to you about what is that thing that is keeping you back from doing that thing that you want to do, or going to that place that you've been talking about going, or get that job, or make that transition, or go after that person, or break up in that relationship. What is that thing that you know deep down that you've always wanted to do, but yet you don't do it? There's something within me that keeps me from progressing, or that keeps me from just basically doing. And I was on a call last night, and I have these visions. I have these visions of who I want to be when I grow up, what kind of husband I want to be, what kind of father I want to be. I want to speak, train, teach, coach, podcast, help people around the thing I like talking about the most, which is deep personal recovery, deep emotional thought processes, and a lot of like the human condition. But yet, when I get an opportunity to spend some time on the podcast, or spend some time planning out my week, or do something to progress me in that area, guess what I do? I get on Facebook, I get on Netflix, I eat some food that's not even good food. It just tastes good for a second and is putting on pounds on my belly. But I distract, I stuff, I ignore. And what ends up happening is I am usually on edge. I'm usually kind of have this air of like, I'm annoyed, but it's like a really, really minor annoyance, kind of like a mosquito. And what ends up happening is I'm short with my wife. I'm short with my son. I don't want to do anything. I just want to chill. When I say chill, it's usually distract. And so it is, I think there's this tendency, particularly around, I don't even want to say, it's like, I've spent so much of my time in my life thinking that I need to learn more. I need a mentor. I need someone to help me and show me the way. And the truth behind that is, yes, there's plenty to learn. And yes, it's nice to have a mentor. But the truth is, a lot of times it's an excuse. It's an excuse like to go learn something new, or to go down a rabbit hole of documentaries that is interesting and good information, but it's not moving me in the direction that I really want to go, or that I feel like I'm called to go. It's a distraction. Or, oh, I need a mentor. That's just a subtle way of saying I'm looking for permission for someone to say, you're good enough, you're smart enough, you're talented enough, you're worth it, you should go after it. Because I don't feel that way about myself. I don't feel, I don't give myself permission. I was one of my mentors, which she's been on the podcast, her name's Heather Parody. She has a podcast called Unconventional Leaders, and there was a guy on there talking about, if I waited on my wife or my mother to give me permission and to cheer me on and to say, wow, that's an amazing idea, go do it, he said, I'd still be sitting on the sidelines. And that's so true. It's true for me, is that most of the time, did you hear me? Most of the time, the thing that is holding me back is not that I don't know what to do. It's not that I don't have the time. It's not that I don't have the money or the skills. It is deep-rooted insecurity. It's deep-rooted shame, guilt, self-worth, and fear. And that manifests in so many different ways, and it's very easy to hide, sometimes difficult to diagnose, particularly for someone like myself, who I know the language to speak. I know how to sound good and to say the right things. And one thing I was talking about on a men's group I was on yesterday was I get so frustrated. It probably even go that right there is shame and guilt wrapped up is how can I be so confident in these areas but yet so insecure in these other areas? And I have this gap between the vision I want to be and how I want to feel and who I want to be as a human and a man and all those things and where I'm at and stewing in this, I'm bad, I'm not good enough, you know, etc. And what's so interesting is I'm not just beating myself up all the time. I don't want to paint that picture, but it's just this low, deep-rooted, subconscious self-talk that's there that anytime I get to a place where I'm about to turn a corner or I'm about to finish something, that's another big thing that's common in my life is I get real excited. I start stuff. I get about 80 or 90% through and then I quit. We all laugh and it's probably not even that funny. It's probably super annoying to my wife, but I'll do an entire sink full of dishes and I'll leave couple of forks things that I don't that are a little bit harder to wash, but I'll get 95% of the way through and I'll leave the rest. Like that's good enough. That is an exact metaphor for so many things in my life around procrastination, and it just boils down to fear, insecurity, shame, guilt, self-worth. So I was writing in my journal, I am moving in the direction in which I want to move. I am putting myself around people that are doing things that are creating, that are at different points in their professional journey and their creativity journey and their podcast journey. And the thing that's helping me the most, the things, number one, I'm in a men's group. I've been doing a lot of work with the Mankind Project men's group. I've been doing some childhood work, some going back through my childhood with a therapist, a lot of which I've kind of stuffed and forgotten a lot of my childhood. I am trying to diligently pray and meditate and journal, which I haven't been super consistent with. I've been doing Wim Hof breath work. I've been doing cold showers. So there's a lot of things that I've been doing that I have been finishing or I have been consistent. So I have this perpetual state of feeling like I'm on the edge of something, on the verge of breaking through. But I think if I'm honest, I probably underestimate the real time it takes, the length of time it takes to have some real breakthroughs, build momentum, and just underestimate things because I want to get it now. I don't want to have to work through it. I don't want to have to do the hard work. It's like, why does it have to be an onion? Why do I have to keep peeling these layers back? You know, this is how I think. And so, on one hand, it is frustrating that I feel like I should be further along. I feel like I should be different. I feel like I should be more productive. But on the flip side, I'm doing exactly what I advocate about, which is having outside third parties to help me with perspective, like a counselor, a coach, a mentor, a sponsor, advocating for doing some deep inner work, because most of us live on the surface and we blame other people and we talk about social media and all, and my wife and my kid and my this and my job and my that, which is all BS. And so encouraging people to be a part of support groups, hire a coach, a counselor, a mentor, and practice moving in the direction that you want to move to, and not sitting on the sidelines, lamenting about what's not happening. So I'm moving in the direction. It doesn't always feel great, but that's what's up. I love you. I'm thinking about you. If you know someone, if you're listening to this podcast and someone is coming to mind that was recently just talking to you about this, why don't you share the podcast with them? Take a screenshot, share it on social media, drop them a text and say, yo, listen to this. I think this might help you. I would love for you to share the podcast. And then also, we have a Facebook group. It's called the High Cost of Anonymity Facebook group. I post the podcast. I post questions. That's on my list to start engaging more in the Facebook group. So I'd love to have you find us on Facebook. And as always, if you know someone struggling and needs some help, have them reach out. Thinking about you. Love you. Peace.